You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Folks, I'm just telling you, there's some crazy stuff out there. So we're doing a whole segment right now. And Copper, I see that call, but it's not going to relate right now. So if you would, just tell him to call back a little bit later. I'd appreciate that. I'm going to finish up this segment first. And so yeah, the bottom line is this. Triple dipper for the day, Bidenomics. Number two was workforce woes. Now we're in a section we call, did they really say that? Did they really just say that? And there's some stuff out there that just blows my mind. So here's one for you. As I was going through the whole world of news this morning, you know, as the sun was rising, I'm drinking my first cup of coffee. Here's a story off of hotair.com. Hotair.com has a story that they pulled basically from the back pages of New York Times. But I'm sitting here looking at it right now. Hotair.com reporting that the Taliban have been making it a point to hunt down women who, under the previous administration, the westernized administration, the democratically elected administration, women had been allowed to be both lawyers and judges. And so now, because some of those women did things like, I don't know, here's one named Nabila, who was a judge in Afghanistan's Supreme Court. She granted divorces to women whose husbands had been beating them. Well, now they're being hunted down and killed by the Taliban for being women who dared to judge men. That's going on right now. In the meantime, you would think that the State Department, in all of their gender inclusiveness, would recognize that that's going on in Afghanistan, the same place that they were in charge of, you know, the Biden administration, the Secretary of Defense. They all say, well, the Secretary of State, that was his purview when it came to getting Americans out. And yet they don't seem to be too worried about it, because on Monday, the State Department was too focused on celebrating International Pronouns Day. Did you know that? That's what your State Department was focused on. Meanwhile, the place that they just botched everything on, the place where we still got Americans that are trapped, the place where there's still an ongoing mess that we don't know when it will ever get resolved, and we still wait to see whether or not it's going to become a failed state from which we'll have to wind up intervening again. The U.S. State Department on Monday of this week came out and celebrated International Pronouns Day. And how important is that, by the way? They even went on to recognize Z and whatever they have. And so here's one. I mean, looking at some of the stories, New York Post has got a story right here, October 21st of 2021. That would be yesterday. It's talking about the fact that the U.S. State Department, I mean, did they really say that? Yes, they did. They celebrated today. On International Pronouns Day, we share why many people list their pronouns on their email and social media profiles. Read more here on @ShareAmerica, the department's official Twitter account. Lord. One response to this, some of these crack me up. One of the responses to this was, if I'm Xi Jinping in China, I take one look at that and I invade Taiwan. I have to say. And it went on to say, at this rate, we should probably just go ahead and learn how to write our pronouns in Mandarin. Yeah, it makes you wonder, did they really say that? Yes, they did. So meanwhile, women, female judges in Afghanistan, just one of those places the Secretary of State is supposed to be focused on trying to fix and help and make better. They can't help the fact that women are being killed for being, you know, attorneys and judges. They're too busy focusing on pronouns. Did they really just say that? Yes, they did. What else have I got? I know, Copper, chime in if you want to. What's on your mind, Copper? I see the comment. I can tell you're just over there seething right now.
Well, it just makes me burst the gasket. I mean, kill me now. Seriously. Do people burst? Really care? That's what I want to know. Does somebody actually get hurt inside when they hear somebody use the wrong pronoun? Like, excuse me, it's G with a XZI. You spelled it wrong.
Well, I am hearing that from the same Copper who did her Copper's Corner this week on snowflakes who don't want cisgender white males to change the radiators in their dorms. I mean, that was you, wasn't it? So, oh, gosh. All right, say, Copper, do me this then. Go ahead and give clips. And by the way, I've got them listed backwards, but it's clips 4 and 3, which is really 3 and 4, but clips 4 and 3 in that order as they're numbered on my sheet that I sent you. I'm going to do the one with Will Cain first. But let me know when you got those ready. So here's the thing. Not all of these are funny, by the way. I mean, most of them are crazy, and you have to look at it and just shake your head. But have you heard about the ongoing fuss? I mean, this is the whole thing about, did they really say that? Yes, they did. Have you heard the whole fuss between Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, and Dr. Fauci? Anthony Fauci has been stepping in it. He has stepped on himself multiple times in recent months, not the least of which is the fact that Rand Paul has been dinging him hard on the fact that the NIH that Anthony Fauci is in charge of, that NIH has been sending money to the Wuhan lab for what's called gain-of-function research. And if you're not familiar, gain-of-function research, from what I understand, means they take a virus, and sometimes they will actually combine it with another virus or some form of transmission capability, and they will see whether or not it can become more deadly. Allegedly, they do this because it gains function at that point. It gains additional function. So gain-of-function research sees whether or not they can enhance the capabilities of a virus, allegedly to see whether or not they can then have better prevention techniques in. This is, by the way, scary stuff, because as Rand Paul's been pointing out, if you have one of the members of that lab who accidentally gets infected and walks out with it, it becomes what we have seen over the last year. He's of the belief that this literally came from a lab, that 5 million people around the world died because gain-of-function research could have been enhancing the capabilities of COVID. Well, it just so happened that Dr. Fauci's been denying it, even calling Rand Paul a liar, and yet we just found out from the NIH's own memos that it's been true all along. Copper, go ahead and play that clip four with Will Kane.
Well, the walls are closing in on Dr. Fauci. A bombshell new report confirms something that we knew all along. He's a fraud who lied before Congress, though, about the funding of gain-of-function research. Senator Rand Paul had confronted him on multiple occasions, and you saw the video. What did Fauci do? Deny, deny, deny.
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Do they fund
virology?
Dr. Bear? Gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
That is
not...
You
can't get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth. You are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individuals. I totally resent
and it could
that.
Have been.
And if anybody and it could is have lying been. Here, Senator, it is you.
Stop there. All right, that's amazing. So go ahead, Copper, and get that next one ready. Clip three, the one that has Rand Paul talking. And so bottom line is this: did he really say that? Yes. I mean, you heard his own voice. He's before Congress multiple occasions, by the way. That was not one hearing. That was more than one occasion. He was even given the opportunity. At one point earlier this year, Senator Rand Paul asked Fauci, after telling him he was obfuscating the truth, at one point asked if he wanted to rescind any of his prior comments and remarked to him that it's a felony to lie to Congress. And that's when he said, if anyone's lying, it's you. Well, the NIH report is out. And the NIH report literally says, yeah, I'm paraphrasing here, but it basically says, yeah, so about that gain of function stuff, there was a group that literally was doing that, and so they weren't reporting correctly, and we didn't like the fact that they were doing it, but yeah, they were doing it, and they were doing it with our money. So Rand Paul's been right all along. Hit that next clip, Copper.
About the safety of the country and the world. You know, if 5 million people died from a virus that came out of a lab, wouldn't we want to know? Wouldn't we want to try to prevent this from happening again? You know, they've experimented with other viruses that are much more deadly. This virus has been very deadly, but it's got a 1% mortality. What if you had a virus that had a 15%? They're also experimenting with the MERS virus. This is a coronavirus from the early 2000s that had a 50% mortality. And here's what they say. They still to this day are trying to get around the truth. They say, well, it was unexpected that it gained function. Well, how do you know if it's unexpected or not? It's unknown. If you take a virus from a cave, you combine it with a virus that has a 50% mortality, it either is going to be more transmissible or less, but you don't know in advance whether it's going to be worse or better. So when it gains function, that is something that actually is expected. Some of these viruses are going to gain function, and then the possibility of leaking out, I think, is a horrific thing for mankind. But realize that Dr. Fauci's been steadfast in this. He said early on, even back to 2012, that should a scientist catch one of these diseases and spread it as a pandemic, that the collective accumulation of science would be worth the deaths of the people who die. And that's the question.
Stop there. Stop there. And that's the point. That's the point where I read this story and I went, did he just say that? And yes, he did. Dr. Fauci himself said that the claims that a virus outbreak could have occurred through gain of function would be worth the scientific value of the experiments that had been conducted. A virus outbreak would be worth the scientific value of the experiments that had been conducted. I see the what, Copper. I mean, you got it in all caps, and it's legit. I look at that and I think, did he really just say that? Yes, after denying that it had been going on. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Maybe that's what I should have titled this part of the Triple Dipper. You can't make this stuff up. Somebody please tell me why Fauci still has a job. All right, we're going to take a short break right now. I'm going to come back, and you're going to be amazed by a couple of more of these things, and then we'll open the phone lines up at the bottom of the hour. But I got some stuff on here. You know, I think what I'm about to read to you from Newsweek about what Biden said to people who haven't gotten vaccines yet, this is last night's town hall. I mean, did he just threaten everybody? And then what did the New York Times do? How did they interpret the Bible on the question of abortion that got people like Franklin Graham up in arms? I'll tell you. I'm just telling you, folks. You can't make this stuff up. Did they really just say that? Yes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, some of you folks are already starting to think, hey, it's 4:25 p.m. here on Friday afternoon. Where's my car keys? It's about time to go. I mean, and if you're heading home on a Friday night, you're thinking, what am I going to eat? Or if you're like Charlene and I, every once in a while, you might want to go out to a Saturday morning breakfast. Let me just tell you something. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, with two locations, one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville and the other on Hughes Road in Madison, is an amazing place to have all the best gourmet blends of coffee. They got the great roasts of, you know, different types of roasts. They got light roast, medium roast, dark roast, but they've also got the gourmet blends, the lattes, the cappuccinos, but then they've got a food menu, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm thinking, if I were going home tonight, would I want to stop and get the grilled Italian caprese? Mozzarella cheese, basil, pepper jack cheese, sliced tomato served on a waffled sourdough bread with a side of balsamic vinaigrette, chips, and a pickle spear. Oh, yeah. Or how about breakfast tomorrow morning? They actually have real waffles. I'm talking like legit waffles, homemade waffles. Do you want the berry berry bow berry waffle? Or do you want the chocolate chip cookie waffle? Or would you like to have the breakfast slider that comes with a choice of bacon, sausage, eggs, pepper jack cheese, and maple syrup? I'm just telling you, man. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, Hughes Road in Madison. Check them out. They are so worth checking out. All right, so listen, I've been doing this thing on, did they really just say that? I'm not sure I can get to all of it because there's so much just stuff. Let me fly through a few just to give you an idea. I mean, here's one. So Karine Jean-Pierre, who is the White House Deputy Press Secretary, trying to downplay supply chain clogs that are taking a toll on the U.S. economy that I talked about. Here I am looking at an article on Daily Wire. And Daily Wire is saying that the reason why we're having all these problems is because of Biden's historic economic recovery. Her quote, you know, there's a lot to talk about Christmas presents not arriving on time, but the issue is more severe. I mean, it's affecting small businesses, auto body shops, yada, yada. But then she goes on to say, if this is an issue, I would say this, she says, when it comes to the supply chain, you know, there's complexities. You know, when you think about, you know, we learned about the global supply chain, you know, so let's not forget, we have made a historic economic recovery. Okay. Did she really just say that? Yes, she did. Now, before I run out of time, the biggest one of the day, because I'm going to open the phones up next. I don't want to miss this. Newsweek. Last night in the town hall. And by the way, while I was on the break, the exact same thing I'm about to say came up on Fox News while I was literally waiting to come back on and tell you about it on the 5. President Biden talking about gross information and anti-vaccination activists are the things that drive him crazy, especially those people that try to make it about some kind of political freedom issue. His response to that was, this is the President of the United States, well, I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. Come on. That's the president of the... Did he really just say that? Yes. In his town hall last night with CNN's Anderson Cooper, President Biden talking about how frustrated he is with people that won't listen to him and get their vaccination, and some of them just try to make it about some kind of political freedom issue. Well, I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID, Biden said. Come on. That's what he said. He literally ended it with, come on. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID, said the President of the United States of America, followed by, come on. Did he really just say that? Is the man in there? Hello, McFly, is anybody home? That's what he said. The President of the United States, mocking people who are concerned about having the freedom to make their own medical decisions, literally said, well, then I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. Did he really just say that? Yes, he did. Hey, we're going to open the phone lines up. 866-494-9866 right after this break. 866-494-9866. You tell me, what movie title out there sounds more like our politics than a movie? What movie title sounds more like our politics than a movie? We'll be right back.